We're so pleased to welcome back to the Mountain Stage a man who's been with us three times before. He's got a brand new band called Black Dub, and he lives now down in Jamaica, originally from Quebec. He started out making ambient music records with Brian Eno and got some beautiful sounds going. And then we had him on the show first back in 1989 when he released a CD of songs, him singing and playing, Acadie. And he's been back, as I said, a couple of times more with different records. The new CD is same name as the group, Black Dub. He still has Brian Blade on the drums, who's been with him for over two decades because he was with him on that first trip he made to Charleston. And now he has a new lead singer, Trixie Whitley, who he met when she was very young because Daniel worked with her dad, Chris Whitley, the late Chris Whitley, who was on Mountain Stage a couple of times also. The record is, you can imagine, since Daniel's one of the great producers of modern music, it's a great-sounding record. You're going to hear a sample of it right now. Please welcome to the Mountain Stage, Black Dub.
I'm sitting on the outside of evolution. One thing that we love to do is to sing in harmony. I think Mountain Stage is probably the appropriate arena to do that in tonight. The song is called Sing.
Sing to the sky and raise these chains. Raise the ladder up.
Set, so this one's called Agave. Thank you. This next number was inspired by a Jamaican classic by Tenor Saw. It's called Ring the Alarm. And we do a very different version than Tenor, but we're proud to be associated with Tenor in Jamaica.
Another sound is dying. Empire times before the bomb burned out. silver eyes, silver riding, silver nights, oh, silver ride on. The fever was so strong, and the nights were never wrong. Silver riding, silver nights, oh, silver ride on. No worries came to mind. We blazed at you over time. Drunk on a silver moon, singing out that one, two. Silver rally, silver night with my silver ride.
Daniel Lanois, Black Dub. Trixie Whitley on the vocals, James Wilson on the bass, and Brian Blade on the drums. What a treat.